Just this week, I told a prospect that maybe they should save their money, learn a little SEO, and create their own content until they had reached a respectable revenue from their affiliate links. The solopreneur running this tiny little company was essentially starting his SEO from zero, and the other problem was that there was little or no revenue coming in. This would mean a lot of personal investment going into a project where there would be some lag time in generating traffic, and little or no guarantee that that traffic would actually turn into conversions. And then he said something which surprised me. Welcome to SEO Success for Small Business Owners. I'm your host, Graham Knight, and today I'm going to talk about how to outsource content creation. I actually can't stand creating blog articles and content, and I'd rather outsource it to an expert so that I can get great articles designed to rank in Google. His statement took me back a little. When you want to grow a company, however, it makes sense. Outsource what you don't want to do to someone who can do it. I responded saying that I'd think of a cost-effective way that we might be able to work together. 3 weeks ago, I did my competitor analysis, content strategy, and I wrote a writer's brief so that I could outsource some article creation for another client to an external vendor. I thought it might be interesting to try SEMrush Content Marketplace, and I was excited to enter the details of the content brief through the website form and press the go button. Just over a week later, the first draft came to me, and being pretty concerned about the ease with which content can be created by AI tools these days, I decided to run the text through originality.ai. Originality.ai is a service that detects AI-generated content and is pretty accurate according to my tests. Google says AI-generated content is just fine as long as it's useful and helpful to the searcher. But as someone who was paying for high-quality content, it was important to my client and it was important to me that we had an article that was well thought out, researched, fact-checked, and one that was written by a real human. Any content going onto a client's site is a reflection of them, their professionalism, their standing in their industry. And if my company produces the content, I need to make sure we reach the highest quality. So imagine my surprise when originality.ai said it was 51% certain that a good amount of the content was AI generated. And it even highlighted in wonderful red background color what it thought was generated by AI. And boy, it was most of the article. And I have to be honest, the article didn't read all that well either. It just didn't have any soul, and it actually read as if it was artificially generated. I asked the writer to update the content so that I could have a 0% certainty of AI content, and please also fact check your citations. And a week later, the article came back and the certainty of AI content was an even higher percentage. Seriously, are you kidding me? This got me to thinking. AI tools like ChatGPT are very useful tools to have access to, no doubt about that. But I had paid for premium content and I felt that I had got cut and paste AI text. I felt cheated. I'm not against using AI to help with ideas and text, but I am against paying premium price for something that I could have done myself with a click of a button. And as we speak, I'm rewriting the article and not using any of the content I waited 3 weeks for. I didn't want to do this job, but it's the only way that I can get the quality of text that I need for my client by the end of the week. I learned a huge lesson or two here that I'd like to share with you. Firstly, when submitting a writer brief, and if you care, make sure that you state that you want 0% certainty of AI-generated content based on a tool such as originality.ai. Clearly state that any percentage above that would be rejected instantly. I wasted 3 weeks getting garbage when I should have nipped it in the bud from day one. I also got to thinking that our industry is in a precarious position at this time. Quality of content is going to go down hugely in the next few years as budding writers, and I use that term in air quotes, decide that they can make a quick buck by producing trash. At the end of the day, trash won't rank well in the search engines, so if you're smart, you'll realize you're in a perfect position to outrank any of your competitors who think AI content is an easy win. It could be an amazing opportunity for people who really care about important things such as quality of content, client relationships, reputation management, and more. If you outsource content creation, consider interviewing and hiring a writer internally that you can create a long-term and trusting relationship with. This doesn't need to be excessively expensive and everyone can benefit. I do worry about the content quality from the marketplaces, so maybe an internal resource is the answer. Real subject matter experts are going to be more costly, but creating relationships with them to get content is also a great idea for those times when you need an expert. It seemed to me that my writer didn't have the inclination or the willingness to actually do any work to produce great content. To be fair, after some back and forth, Semrush did refund my money, but what they couldn't give me back was the time. And I'm really annoyed about that. Time is money. And if I hadn't wasted this time, then I could have gotten two great quality articles instead of a wet squib. They also asked me for screenshots of the AI results, which I gladly gave. And they told me that it was against policy for writers to give AI-generated content out to clients. But I wondered how Semrush actually policed this. My conclusion, and what I want to share with you, is this. Please do use the software tools, the automations, and the AI content generation to help you in the creative process, but keep top of mind the reputation of your company or your clients when creating that content, because it's a reflection of them, it's a reflection of their voice, it's a reflection of their standards, and that means everything in business. Thanks for listening to SEO Success for Small Business Owners. The podcast can be found everywhere podcasts are available. You can check out all the links and resources mentioned and catch up on all episodes at www.newrootdigital.com.